Ross Lyon, welcome to the program.
Always a pleasure, Carl.
Nice to talk to you, mate. Will you be relieved that Nathan Fyfe has only copped a fine?
Yeah, it's a good result. Accurate result, fair result. Only result that could have happened, in my view. But look, the MRP, it's always difficult to assess everything. But at the end of the day, it's the outcome we're looking for, and we'll move on.
Now, you had a bit of a crack at the surface. Have you got any response on the back of that?
What do you mean, response?
Well, as to why it was wet on one side and dry on the other.
No.
Do they? What is the rules with the roof? Like, are they? Can it get? Did it rain in Melbourne at any time?
I've got no idea. I think it stays open overnight. Gets shut at 11. That's what I roughly know.
Yeah.
I think an umpire commented that it was slippery and quite difficult. I think that was quoted in the Australian today. So, but Greg Denham ran into an umpire that said it was slippery and wet on one side of the ground. So there's a consistency there.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. Is it due or? Who knows? Because after, who would know? But the facts are the facts. That's what it was. And I mean, if it could be prevented, it'd be ideal. But if it can't be, it is what it is.
So will you seek to get a response from the AFL? Will you make further inquiries into
it? I think it is the AFL. I don't know. I can leave it upon the Aussie stating the facts. And clearly,
sure,
Nathan slipped over as well. So
yeah. Okay. Now, let's move on from that. You're undefeated, and I just wondered, with what the Western Bulldogs were doing in the ruck, are ruckmen overrated?
Oh, I thought so. We kicked 3-3 out of the middle. It's pretty good going, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good going. But you know, I suppose you're only as good as your blokes at ground level, aren't you?
Oh, look, to be frank, the real story is we dominated general play. We had 63 entries to 45. Even in the last quarter, we had 19 entries. I mean, that's dominance, and we kicked 4-3, so we probably should have another couple of shots. And to their credit, they capitalised. At one stage, it was 6 straight off 8 entries. So our positioning behind the ball, and that was a bit sloppy. I think they got a couple of stoppage goals. We kicked it up in the middle as a free kick. So you don't need to. And I think they got a kicking goal. So it doesn't. You don't have to make many mistakes to be hurt. They kicked 14-4, but I'm as pleased as I've been all year with our performance and our general play domination, to be frank. I mean, plus 18 entries. I don't think we had 19 in the first quarter. We could have scored a little bit more late, even in the second. So I thought it was a really strong four-quarter performance, bar some sloppiness behind the ball and some drop marks. There were some marks that we just dropped in our forward 50. So it's not even been, no disrespect. They were really good, the Bulldogs. They took their opportunities. I mean, 6 straight off 8 entries. And a player to kick 7, I gave him best on the ground. I've seen Nathan, I gave 2nd. So, we're really pleased with how we went. And those issues of just some sloppiness behind the ball, that's pretty easy to fix.
Michael Johnson was outstanding. 14 marks and really shut Jake Stringer out of the game.
Yeah, he was good. He probably was involved in a couple of other situations where, you know, a goal was kicked, so, you know, he just didn't play on Stringer, and Stringer got moved into that mobile ruck and moving around, so he had a couple of the others as well, so yeah, it wasn't a perfect performance.
When you, say, assess sort of who to take out of the game, Nick Subin got taken out this week and Duffield became the sub. I have asked you this question before, but is that a really tough decision for you to make?
Yeah, we do it collectively. Maybe in hindsight, should have been Tabernacle and kept the run, but we wanted to keep the height. So we did it at 3-quarter time. We tend to, but I was pretty keen for Duffield and his run to get into the game. And look, yeah, we just shared the load. The sub isn't a penalty. There'll be, you know, we need players to come and play off our footy. So that gave Tom Sheridan the opportunity he deserved to come in and play. And it gave an opportunity for Duffield to be freshened up a little bit. So we'll go down that path a little bit more.
Skipper's playing well, isn't he?
Yeah, the team's allowing him to play well, really. We're positioning him well and giving him plenty of opportunities. So as our power forward, accompanied by Clark and Tabernacle and Main, he's playing his role really well. So that's pleasing.
Did you get a look at North Melbourne on Friday night?
No, not at all. Did I? I'm trying to think.
Well, I don't know.
It's been a long weekend.
It has been.
No, but well, we flew in. We didn't land, get into 9, back to the hotel, so you know, yeah, didn't get to look at a whole lot of it.
Yeah, they were better. I mean, I thought that from a competitive perspective, it was a really high quality match, and in the end, they won a tight contest. And you know, blokes like Cunnington and Zeebel and Gibson and Hansen back in the side, a couple of runs under his belt, he looked pretty good.
Well, they're a very good team, so we know that, and the competition's so even for Port Adelaide to go up. And I think that the Brisbane Port game just highlights how difficult it is to keep on winning consistently. You know, so. You don't have to be off by much to be smacked, and we know they're top 14 from last year, so we certainly won't be taking them lightly.
And with your personnel, mate, did everyone get through unscathed? I know they've got their day off today, and you probably haven't had a chance to have a chat to all of them, but you got
Yeah, no, post-game, okay. Seemed okay, and yeah. Nothing's really come through to me that there's anything outlandish occurring that I'm not aware of, so... and then hopefully, Peel played really well, strong performance down there. And hopefully Luke McFarlane's cleared to go. So, yeah, on that front at the minute, as I sit here, it's looking okay.
Mm. Well, with Tendai, you know, another 29 possessions, two goals, Blakely 28, Langdon 25, Weller 24, just a few of the boys that got around the ball. And
yeah, well, it's easy to rack them up in the waffle, isn't it? Well, the grounds are pretty big, but what they did do well was apply some good pressure. So a few of those, Crozier, you know, forward pressure roll at about 20 and laid 12 forward 50, not forward 50, but 12 tackles. So,
yeah.
And Blakely laid, anyone can run around and get a 28 times, to be truthful, but it's what you do without the ball as well. And I think they won by 44 against South Fremantle, who had been going okay, because the previous 2 weeks our performances at Peel had been disappointing. So it's good to see that they stepped up their work rate and played in a manner that we expect them to play.
I suppose the point I was going to get to with Tendo having 9 tackles is there's pressure for spots. You haven't lost anyone, so basically form is going to dictate whether you keep your spot, which is a nice problem to have.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. It's sort of, they understand that you've got to pick yourself. So Tommy Sheridan picked himself with some strong performances, and, you know, Matty DeBoer's a little bit stiff for that sub role. You know, and Ballantyne coming back in sometimes, I don't like the term, but Team Ballas, you know, makes you make some tough decisions. So, look, but we know how quickly it changes. But you only have to look around the competition to see that. So, yeah, we're pleased with the way we're playing, but we're not satisfied.
You're happy with Ballas's form? I know that there were some asking questions about him.
Yeah, he's building. I wouldn't say he's at his absolute peak. But he had 3 shots on goal, and, geez, he laid some ripping tackles, didn't he? Mm. So I think he'll continue to come to hand and be really, really good for us.
Brilliant, mate. Speak to you next Monday.
Thanks, Carl. Ta-da.